You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Today's episode is sponsored by DraftKings. Stay tuned because you'll hear more about DraftKings and all it has to offer throughout the show. DraftKings, the crown is yours.
What would you like to be known as?
I'll give him one of these, and I'll give him one of those, and one of these, and I'll give him one of those, and I'll choke him like this.
All right, I'll choke him like this. I believe you, but we got to know, who are you? Who are you, actually? Who are you? What's your name? Okay, I understand. Hey, Sinister, come on in here.
Is he Big Daddy?
Hey, I think we need a little interpretation. Who or what is it?
I'll give you interpretation, because that's what they do. He gives them one of these, and he gives them one of those. And you know who he gives it to? He gives it to Bruiser. Give him one, Daddy. That's right. Look at this guy. Look at this monster.
What's the man? Is that guy crazy or what?
Easy, big boy.
What's with this guy?
I'm going to tell you who he is. I'm going to tell you who he is.
All right. Who is he?
He gives them one of those, and he gives them one of these. That's all the people need to know.
Who is he? What's his name?
His name is Monster Number Two, and he gives them one of these, and he gives them one of those.
But I thought it was Monster Number One.
He's Monster Number One, and he gives them one of these.
Well, is he just
For weeks, months even, during the regular season, I wondered aloud what Kevin Stenlund did. And then about 3 weeks ago, it hit me. He gives him one of these, and he gives him one of those. He is Monster Number Two, a top six player for the Florida Panthers thus far in this series. You cannot crack Stenny, essential to a penalty kill unit that has been marvelous. Forsling is Monster Number One, by the way, because he's got Kucherov in his hip pocket. And maybe it doesn't jump off the screen because a lot of the work is being done off the puck. But Forsling has shut down, outside of Connor McDavid, and at least for this season, the premier power play weapon in the league. The Florida Panthers are up 3-0 in their series against the Tampa Bay Lightning. And the group chat had a good feeling about it, Chris.
And we tried to tell them.
We're
going to give them one of these and give them one of those.
I literally told you this already on the air, that they would win in five, but they could possibly sweep them on Saturday.
Don't interrupt, sad.
I'm going to give you one of these and give you one of those.
You got puck, boys. Okay, you can do the Tony Kornheiser thing.
Puck. You're Tampa, Roy?
Possibly, yes. Possibly going to Tampa.
Well, it's tomorrow. When you
still
unknown.
Chris Cody and
got things going over.
You guys are going to Tampa?
Oh, yeah.
Roy, carpool.
Puck boys are going.
Carpool,
boys.
Roy.
Yeah, plans to make here. So, yes.
How am I going to get a broom into the arena? That's the real question.
You got to tape it. So, as someone that has tried and failed to smuggle something into Amelie, I tried to walk in casually.
That's the name of the arena, not a person.
Wait. Say it again. The name of the arena, please?
Amelie.
Okay. It sounded for a second like you said you tried to sneak something in anally. And so that's
probably the...
That's probably how you got to do it.
He didn't tell us how he tried to sneak it in.
That's my friend Mochetta.
I will not be doing that.
Yeah. So I tried to bring a rat in, and they said, you're not allowed in this building with that thing. And so we walked out, and then my friend Mo, like, keistered it and walked into the arena. I got to tape a broom to my chest and walk through those metal detectors because they're very good about making sure that we don't get one over on them. But we're about to do this. And it doesn't seem like, maybe they get one, but I really hope they don't. Yeah. We're going to this game, and this is a house money game for us, Chris, because even if we lose this one and that building has some juice, we just get to say, we'll take care of you next game.
Gentlemen sweep.
Yeah.
Oh, it's what a feeling. And
dude, in that third period, I wasn't able to watch the game as much as I wanted to. I was doing the draft here last night, but it just looked like the Lightning have nothing. They have nothing for us.
They have not only do they have nothing left, it was 2-1, right? And it felt like the Panthers were down 2-1. It felt like it was a next goal's gonna win situation because the place was buzzing. Yeah. Like the Lightning looked like, all right, this is time to turn it on. This is what we look like. You guys are going to get frustrated. And they had their chances. And Bob stymied them. And then the next goal was the Panthers' goal. And it was tied at 2. And it felt like series over right there. Because they couldn't build on the momentum. They couldn't do anything. And then the third goal, it was absolutely for sure a done deal. And so not only did you take them out in this series, but you've destroyed this version of the Lightning. Like, they might be done. Like, Kucherov is out there doing nothing. Looks like he's 40. He's only 30 years old, I think. Yeah.
Did you see him walking into that arena? Finally, somebody with a worse fit than Barkey. All right. So, I spent all train ride long listening to Tampa Bay Lightning podcast. And
thank you, Don.
They are at a crossroads right now because they gave out a lot of long-term contracts to guys that absolutely deserve it. Nick Paul, Sorelli, these are guys that ascended to the contracts, proved worthy, but it also has handcuffed them. And you're seeing a team, especially with their true defensemen, Hedman seems like a shell, at least this series. They need some help back there. They're putting Vassie in a tough spot. And Vassie's been great this series, I think.
And as much as I hate him, they miss Fat Pat because they really don't have... Who's the guy that's mucking it up?
This was the analysis that we provided when everybody had PTSD. And we were telling you, like, yeah, they're a good team. They have 88. I understand being scared, but really important role players for that team. Guys that would throw their body in front of shots and wouldn't necessarily jump off the screen to you. Guys like Killorn. Guys like Fat Pat. These were really guys like Palat, who was an immensely clutch player for them. They had to phase them out because they stopped doing the long-term injury reserve trick that Vegas is presently benefiting from. And you're seeing Florida's depth right now. And by the way, this is something that Florida's going to have to face after this offseason. You have to make a decision. You don't even have enough salary cap room right now to pay Sam Reinhart.
It's Rhino or Montour, right?
Yeah, that's a decision that they have to make. And you have to count on one of them to take a discount. Now, through some talks, through some reporting, Florida feels pretty good
about Rhino doing
about
it, right?
Being able to bring back Rhino. But Montour, let's talk about this player because not a lot of right-handed defensemen if he goes, which is fine, but he breaks hands, but he also breaks hearts. He's got one of the more devastating long-range shots, scores on just an absolute piss rocket. That guy is a great player, handsome devil too. I love this Florida Panther team. They're just overwhelming depth, and that fourth line.
There's like six guys. It doesn't even matter who's out there.
No, your bottom. When you get contributions from your bottom six like that in the NHL playoffs, you got the makings of something special. That fourth line was the best line on the ice.
Without Lomberg.
Without Loms. You had Oposo show up for the first time in a month. He's played, what, three games since he was acquired?
His first playoff game.
Got in the penalty box real quick.
Since 2016.
Yeah, I mean, he got an offensive zone penalty. By the way.
Oh, no, the penalty
Strikes.
Situation, yo.
Strikes.
Oh, jeez.
And I will say, like, I don't think Tampa committed that many infractions. I think Tampa played a clean game. It's not that I thought that they should have called penalties on Tampa. But it seemed as though, because there were a couple of soft ones, especially the one on Forsling.
That interference, that was not interference. Oh,
feels like 7-on-5 sometimes.
It does, Billy. You nailed it right on the head. By the way, I want to give you kudos, especially because in between intermissions, I tuned into the draft spectacular that God Bless Football had. I was not prepared for the Duke to do the stand-up walk and talks, the John Kings of it all. You were a
neither
polished.
Was video. They're mad at me for that one. Yeah. I need to figure out how to make right by them.
Jason was yelling at him all night.
You can't surprise them with that.
Well, you know, we had a casual conversation the day before, but I don't speak forcefully enough.
You were polished. That's a lot of traffic directing that you did. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. Today's not about me, though. Let's talk some puck.
And the entire God Bless Football crew, thank you guys so much for doing that. That was really enjoyable, and we got good feedback.
Quick draft update.
7-on-5.
Just to squeeze in the draft update, the best player available is Cooper DeJean, an Iowa cornerback. He's white.
Don't worry. We will get into NFL draft.
There's time.
But for the first half of this first segment, we are a hockey show, okay? Let's get back to Kalaposo because that's
what everyone's saying.
Everybody, like, you watch any national media show, they're talking to you about Lorenz, Steny, and Oposo and their contributions to what they to this what right now looks like, and if you follow the odds, at least an Eastern Conference finalist.
Stu Gatz here for my friends over at Simply Safe. When you travel, do concerns back home nag you? Did you lock up? Did you leave a window open? That's why I recommend investing in Simply Safe Home Security today for award-winning security and peace of mind wherever your summer plans take you. I've had Simply Safe in my home for many years now. The peace of mind it gives me, especially during the summertime when I'm all over the place, is incredible. Because I know the things I care about, the things I value back home, I can always keep an eye on it using Simply Safe's indoor and outdoor cameras. So do me a favor. Before you head out on your next vacation, make sure to protect your whole home with Simply Safe's variety of indoor and outdoor cameras, plus add sensors to detect break-ins, fires, floods, and more. It's backed by 24/7 professional monitoring for less than $1 a day, no contracts to worry about, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Simply Safe has given me and many of my listeners real peace of mind. I want you to have it too. So right now, get 20% off any new Simply Safe system with Fast Protect monitoring at simplysafe.com/DLB. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Don Levitard.
Our Panther group chat, we're confident against the Lightning. This is a different team.
Yeah. You're a Panther and group chat, though.
But dude, you're so wrong on that. We've been terrified of this team forever, and I think there's a different energy where the Panthers, they want the Lightning.
Stugatz.
I want t-shirts made for this Panther run. What could be this Panther run? Our Panther group chat, we're not afraid of the Lightning.
That's a tagline for World RAR 3.
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugatz.
Izzy, we have learned so much about the game throughout the season. I am at least 7 times the hockey expert that I was beginning this season, and I knew my puck.
I was actually just about to ask you that, because I wrote down a phrase that you just used, a piss rocket.
Yeah, it was a piss
and
rocket.
And I was just curious, like, when did you start to talk like this?
Monty
because
bombs.
You sound like you've been covering hockey for decades, and you're just dropping all these phrases. Is it just this year, the last 2 years? Because that's how you can really tell that your fandom's growing.
Well, what I'm doing is I'm just consuming everything that I can about this sport, which is why I'm like, those chip-ins from the Tampa Bay Lightning, awful. They can barely get the puck in. This forecheck for the Florida Panthers is amazing right now. I love everything that there is about this Florida Panther team. They've got characters, and by the way, they're not getting out in front of their skates. They're not making dumb penalties.
That's another one.
They're not getting out in front of the skates.
Yeah, they're not making the dumb penalties. Remember when they got swept? And they were just knuckleheads trying to start fights. It was a very physical series, but it resulted in a 4-0 sweep. I imagine Tampa's going to try to do some of that in game four.
They've already tried to goad them into these scrums, and the Panthers aren't taking unless they touch Bob. That's the only way you're going to get them into these scrums.
Well, maybe that's, I imagine, heart of a champion. As they displayed, Rob Brendamore is watching this series, and he's probably thinking to himself, this is not actually a 3-0 lead for the Florida Panthers. Tampa did just get their first lead of any game in this series, and it was promptly erased. Bob, revelation so far. He is one of those smaller goaltenders, and you saw John Cooper, he just decided to throw everything at the net, try to screen Bob like crazy. I saw Vinny LeCavier in there. Dan Boyle was in there mixing it up. And they're trying to go high on Bob. That's a rule on Bob. I got to say, that's also the rule on Vasi.
Should be.
And Sam Reinhart didn't care.
They're also trying to screen him more.
Yeah. Aaron Ekblad, game one, looked like the 38th best player in this playoff. And then since then, Aaron Ekblad has not covered himself in glory. It's not been an easy go of it. And it makes me think of just how impressive that performance from Oposo, once he settled in to the speed tempo of playoff hockey, that was an unfortunate penalty. Kind of got his stick pushed in to somebody. Hey, but I walked right into that.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, immense contributions all around. And Kevin Stenlund, you were a freaking monster.
Give him one of these.
You gave him one of these. Gave him one of those. He is just so big at the point of attack on those penalty kills at that blue line. It's hard to get things around him. It resulted in a shorthanded opportunity. Now, Stenlund's not going to be the greatest goal-scoring threat, although I do believe he does have a shorty this year. But he has just been a titan. My eyes have been opened to what this fourth-line center can do, especially on the penalty kill. He is such a luxury to have right now. And if they win a championship, his contributions will not go unnoticed. I will not let the world not know Kevin Stenlund's name because he is monster number two, and he gives him one of these, and he gives him one of those.
It sounds like your eyes have been open all night. Like you've gotten zero sleep, and you've just been snorting Tampa Bay Lightning
stuff. Snuck in a catnap.
Well, give credit to Bill Zito to make sure that this roster is deep because Kevin Stenlund, who was on the fourth line, he was the fourth line center, got moved up to the third line, and Stephen Lawrence ended up being the fourth line center. So they were able to replace Sam Bennett with his injury, and they really did a great job in last night's game.
That injury is not supposed to be as long as we thought, right?
Yeah, I think we got lucky in the situation.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about the Sam Bennett thing briefly because all the language being used is very ambiguous. Oh, it's not as bad as we thought. We're not going to tell you what it is, though. We're not going to tell you.
No, you know what? No, I think it's a timetable issue. Like once they figure out where the Panthers are going to end up winning this series, then they're going to end up possibly pushing time back. Like it's going like you might come back in like game three.
No, at this point you just rest them.
Look, this is reckless speculation. You don't have to play the thing. I know I'm good. Monty broke his hand.
Yeah.
And they are going to shoot that hand up with ungodly things if they need Sam Bennett to come back to that second line. But for the time being, Lundell, playoff Lundell is a thing. I mean, making brilliant passes. You saw Tkachuk, the first person that he went to after he scored that first goal was what a frickin' play. And he said the F word, not frickin', to Lundell. And this team's just got the makings, bro. My worry right now is, remember right before the Stanley Cup final, Vegas got tested a little bit as Dallas clawed back into that series. And so Vegas was in a little bit more of a rhythm. And it looks like this Toronto-Boston series, which is super confusing, is going to go the distance possibly. So you're going to have that rest versus rust thing. But with Benny's hand and how immense of a player he is, I'll take the rest.
Out of the Metro Division, it looks like the Hurricanes might just end up sweeping the Islanders, so they might get rest too. So that could end up – it's definitely going to be Rangers and Hurricanes in that situation. Whoever survives that series is possibly going to end up playing the Panthers. So this is going to be an interesting couple of rounds coming up.
What goes into your planning for going to Tampa tomorrow? Like, you need to decide.
We got to come up – because I got to do content for this thing for me to go. So I got to come up with a content plan, and then I got to figure out travel. You know,
segment one of your content plan is telling everybody how right you were.
Yeah.
And not scared.
That's the whole plan.
Were you scared last night? Down 2-1, that's all I was thinking. Is Roy scared?
No. We touched on this briefly yesterday. You're planning a trip to Finland, and that was approved. Why can't you go to Tampa?
That wasn't approved yet.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the thing. All right. As far as me being, you know, scared last night, I was a bit worried because the beginning of the second period, it looked like they were playing against the entire bench on the ice. It looked like all the fans came down on the ice and the referees.
Yeah. Boys were buzzing.
All momentum on Tampa's side. But
the ice tilted.
Big yeah, mo. The ice tilted that way. But,
Roy,
but
yesterday you said you were never scared.
I said I was worried.
All it took is one day.
No, I said I was worried.
I mean, I was a tad worried.
The guy was scared, he was bone crusher up until last night.
I was a tad worried.
Roy's a wax ball of emotions.
Juju, I know you were on draft duty, and I know your fan allegiances are scattered. Hockey, has it done anything for you? Are you a puck boy?
Yes, yes. I love the Florida Panthers. Yes. I love Roy has gotten me into it. The hockey show with him and David Duarte. Yes. I'd be actually locked in to the show because they be doing fun stuff with Rose. So yeah, this has been an exciting time for the playoffs for me. I want to know what team scares you though, Roy. Like what level of the playoffs will scare you?
I think I'll wait to the conference final.
It's Carolina. It's wow. Carolina is looking something fierce right now, and they're favored to win the Eastern Conference at this point. It was kind of neck and neck towards the tail end of the season, and now Carolina is, I think, depending on where you find it, I think DraftKings Sportsbook had them at plus 400 to win the Eastern Conference. Conversely, on the Western Conference side, the lowest seed in the Western Conference, the Vegas Golden Knights, are favored to win the Western Conference. They're presently up 2-0. They got to do something about this long-term injury list.
Yeah.
It is.
Wait a minute. I thought last week we were talking about the Golden Knights, how they didn't have a chance or something.
I never said that.
Roy said
that. No, that was me. I said the Stars were the better team.
Yeah.
And then what you didn't account for was like two menaces coming back into the Vegas lineup, making them essentially the deepest team in the league.
They're not even playing Aiden Hill.
They haven't needed to. No, yeah, it was poor form by Roy to overlook the heart of a champion. Vegas is something fierce.
I mean, the Lightning have a heart of a champion, too, and they're down 3-0.
Okay, well, more recently, their heart pumps championship blood.
Right.
Their heart was taken from them. Their heart was taken from them.
Yeah,
that's the thing that I love about being able to watch. I can't quite talk hockey the way. Piss Rocket, by the way, I understand the Rocket part, but why piss?
Piss Rocket can apply to mostly any sport, soccer, baseball, you can hit a piss rocket. Monty bombs are piss rockets.
Pelvis. Like, why is it a piss rocket?
They're a piss rocket in football?
There's like piss missiles.
Yeah, pistols.
Pistols.
Does Justin Herbert throw a piss rocket? No.
He can have a piss rocket.
Mm-hmm. I can't talk it like you can, but watching, and you hear, I mean.
No one watches it like you, though.
I've been on Around the Horn for like a dozen years, 15 years. Like, I've talked about playoff.
Man,
hockey,
when my eyes are open,
knowing.
I'm looking at that thing and I'm watching it.
Thank you.
Sometimes I watch and I say, God, I wish I had Izzy's eyes to watch this thing. I don't know what the hell I'm seeing here. Can't talk
glasses.
It.
I'm not wearing glasses.
Yeah.
It's a little switch
See,
up.
See, Billy can talk it, but he can't watch it.
Yeah.
I can now walk know.
It. Can't watch it or talk it, though. Sorry,
what
go on,
playoff hockey is. And it really just comes down to an effort situation. Like, it's just, you know, in the neutral zone, who makes life more miserable? Who can sort of recover and still, you know, get back defensively? It's really, that's all it feels like.
What about puck luck?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of puck luck.
There are 50-50 pucks.
Pucks off the post.
It's pinching the puck in deep, and Florida did this several times over. It's just, we'll milk 20 seconds off the clock by physically trapping this puck in either our zone or your zone, doesn't matter. It's not letting the other team breathe. It's relentless, and it's also sacrificing the body, which is what Tampa Bay did so well and effectively against this Florida Panther team in their two series wins previously. Florida was absolutely trying to pepper Vasilevsky, but those shots wouldn't get across the line. And you saw it, like, they're still capable of it. Stamkos made
it. No, but you have to want to do that.
Sorelli also. Like,
Sorelli got beat up last night blocking these shots.
Incredible effort from those guys. And it just hasn't mattered because Florida's better. And we said to win this series, they got to stay out of the box. That was not the case. They did not get a single power play.
All right, that's ridiculous.
The one penalty that was called, and again, I didn't have an issue with them not calling things on Tampa. I think Tampa played a clean game. The one penalty resulted in a 4-on-4. They got a goal. That Forsling thing was such BS. And they got a goal out of it because Forsling skated back onto the ice. It was shortly after the power play expired.
Yeah, he stuck out there as a forward.
Yeah, he's trying to follow the puck. He doesn't know what's going on. You have three defensemen out there. It was a direct result of their own guy hitting their own guy. And whatever, you know that that's going to happen. In fact, in listening to all these Tampa Bay Lightning podcasts, the lament is, well, we're not getting enough power plays. It's not even that Florida's playing a clean game. They just want more power plays because that's the only way this team really knows how to do it at this point.
They have the best power play in the league, right?
Guess who's found one of the best penalty-killing units in the league? He gives you one of these, and he gives you one of those.
We've had a lot of practice at it this year.
Yeah, we're the second most penalized team in the league.
A lot.
You know what I learned from the Florida Panthers, though, from last year? Job's not done, man.
No.
The Bruins were up 3-0.
No, and I'm not saying this series. Well,
we were planning on how we were bringing brooms.
This series is over. This series, I do think it's over. Only 98% of the teams that go up 3-0 in the National Hockey League have gone on to win the series. It is hard to climb back. This is a really good Tampa Bay team, but they have shown you so far through three games that it's going to be quite the mountain to climb for them because they're doing everything that they can. The only thing that they haven't done is just go at Bob and force the issue and try to tilt the ice with a physical fight. And I don't think that that's going to – Florida seems just so disciplined right now that at with a 3-0 lead, I think they'll be able to see that punch coming, and they'll try their best to avoid it.
And Chucky's getting going.
And in all three games, the Panthers have really dictated the play to start again. The first 5 minutes was very important. And they took on – they owned each – of the first periods in each of these games. And then Tampa made their adjustments and the Panthers withstood it.
Izzy's eyes caught it in the group chat yesterday.
Yeah. He can't talk about it, but he saw it.
I love going up 1-0 in these games. I think that's important. And
scoring first, big strategy, great strategy.
Nail on the head. I do miss Loms, though.
Yeah.
I got to get Loms out there. Cuzzo.
He'll be back soon.
Illness. Yeah. Like, he's
got sick.
You got like tummy ache? Yeah.
Primo's, though. Primo's doing the Primo's thing. I got to get that shirt that Monty was wearing of Nick Cousins. Nick Cousins has this really incredible ability to get under the skin of anybody that he plays. And for us, that's our identity. Loms, Cuzzo. Now you can add Steny to that mix. And if those guys are healthy, even though some of those guys may make some dumb penalties, I just trust this team when they have those guys out there.
Loisterinen? Did I pronounce his name correctly?
I just go
Loisterinen.
Yeah, but
I would be very disappointed if he didn't have minty fresh breath.
It's been a struggle for him.
Agreed.
He does sound like a chewing gum.
He's one of those guys, though, like Lundell. I love the way they play. Like, they're perfect third-line guys. They can just – and Lundell, you can move him anywhere. I know you've criticized my love for Lundell. I just think these guys, they don't
That's Josh Appel. Josh Appel wanted to send him a Charlotte.
They don't put up a lot of flashy stats, but these are the kind of guys that are – they make your team deep. Like,
this is
a good third line we have with
secondary
Lundell
scoring.
Every cup-winning team has these guys.
Yep.
Guys that can walk into a local hockey bar and never have to pay for a drink. And that's what this town will do, being in Original 7 market. We are a hockey town.
Spring is the best time to add new challenges to your training. Just in time for summer and warmer days, spring's the best time of the year to take a new look at your fitness routine, dial it up a notch, and continue powering on. Challenge yourself. And Peloton's classes were made just for that, to challenge you. There's a variety of classes like boot camps, boxing, full body strength, all created to grow your skills or push you to improve what you already excel in. Plus, if you don't know which class to take to reach your fitness goals, guess what? You can join one of Peloton's many programs. Right now, I'm in a strength program with Andy and a core program with Emma. Their expert coaches like Andy and Emma and nonstop vibes will push you to new levels of strength and endurance, keeping you on your toes while giving you the professional coaching you need. With Peloton, you don't need to worry about driving to the gym, making it to class on time. You can do it all from the comfort of your own home whenever it fits your busy schedule. Get your head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. The trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
Dan Le Batard.
Sports.
Stugats.
More sports.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugats.
All right, even though I'm obsessed with puck and I love it, it's become, right now, it's my favorite sport. And this is the best Panther team, I think, in terms of suited to win a championship. It's the best Panther team, I think, of our lifetimes. Not that that's been very hard with this franchise.
Quick question before you move on. I didn't know we were doing playoff beards.
Yeah. Can you grow like a full beard? I mean,
he can look at them
in the mirror.
Yeah, we've been doing playoff beards.
Okay. I mean, I can't. If I did try to do like a little chin beard, is that okay?
Yeah. Totally fine. You look across the bench and there's some patchy ass beards over there. Yeah. Not everyone can do it.
I'd be rat-faced.
Funny that Paul Pierce was like criticizing the lining on my beard.
Yeah, but
like,
that's not on you. That's on your barber.
Travis Kelce. I don't think he had anything. He just didn't have anything. He just went to the...
Pain was high.
Paul Pierce...
Whoa.
Reckless speculation, please.
Hit the button.
Whoa. It's just I liked him. I thought he was great.
He was great. But do you remember what Paul Pierce's beard looked like when he played? Ratty ass thing. Mm-hmm. Who is he?
He like, worked on carburetors all day.
Yeah. And also, I think there's a shortage on porcelain because of those chompers.
Those teeth are not his.
No. Come on. He's our teammate now.
But we will. No, Paul Pierce sucks. Oh. Everyone knows this. He remains blocked. Uh-huh. He sucks. All right, so we will move on. I wanted to talk some draft, but we'll kick that can down the road because the Penix thing was unbelievable. I feel for Atlanta Falcons fans. And it's weird how everyone gets up in arms because, I'm going to suck around great on that guy. How do you take him?
I ain't cheating.
We're going to trade back. Get your guy. But it did seem a little – the value didn't necessarily match up with where people had it.
Can I ask a hockey question before we go away from hockey? And this is a serious question that you're not going to take as serious.
Oh, boy.
Are the Panthers close to being what the Heat were in terms of, like, this is the winningest franchise down here? No other franchise is getting to where the Panthers are?
I don't know if they have the star power.
Well, they don't have a championship yet, but if they win a championship, are the Panthers there? Have they surpassed the Heat?
No, you're getting way out in front of your skates, my friend. Yes.
I'm just asking the question. Well, Roy, what do you think?
No.
Oh.
The Miami Heat have an incredible track record.
I'm trying to throw you a bone here.
This is a flash in the pan, relatively, for this organization.
I appreciate that.
And we've mentioned they've got some salary cap things staring them at the in their face right now.
Also have good players locked up for a long time, like Kachuk and Forsling. Yeah, so this
they
should
get the core.
But they also don't have draft capital. They've given up a ton of draft picks to get the roster to where it is right now.
Are they more respected nationally than locally? Is it more because of the sport that it's, you know, the Northeast, maybe even in Canada, people know the Panthers? Well,
we got the chief propagandist on TNT occasionally in Wayne Gretzky. That dude is straight up a Panther fan. He is often at the games. He was shouting out ownership. I did not appreciate the Dale Talon shout out. Great at that. I don't know if Wayne Gretzky is angling for an ownership stake. It'd be welcome. I know his family is often there. I've seen DJ there, Paulina out there. But you can't get a better national ally than number 99.
Yeah, and Paul Bissonnette as well. I mean, he's been all over the Panthers for the past two seasons.
He's the only guy on Chicklets that stuck with his conviction. They were gassing our team up all year long, saying that we were title contenders, and then Biz is the only main character that picked them to win this series.
Yeah, I'm in six, I think.
Yeah, he also looks a lot like my Nicaraguan friend, Joel. He just looks just immensely like him.
What's his name? Biz something?
Paul Bissonnette.
Is he Nicaraguguan?
No, I don't think so. He's a Maple Leafs Canadian.
Do you see that video of Anthony Edwards doing an interview, and he had a bottle of Gatorade, and he kept like sort of going up to take a sip, and never actually took a sip, and it became kind of like the when you're waiting for the little thing to hit the corner of the screen, and he never took a sip.
Like the DVD loading screen.
Yeah. They called it edging the bottle of Gatorade. But it's one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Well, let's talk
about the hockey right quick. Okay. Who's the MVP?
This is amazing. I keep trying to clear the zone, and your forecheck's unbelievable.
Right, who is the MVP in hockey? I don't necessarily know.
It's probably going to be McKinnon.
Nate McKinnon.
It's probably going to be Nate McKinnon, who just plays just an incredibly impressive style to watch. Really fun. He's just this great rush player that also has great ice vision, sets up his teammates. He end-to-end hockey player. Because he's a center, he does a lot of work defensively, whereas Kucherov, I think, as you can see in this series against Forsling, he's playing that Huberto game, just like off to the side trying to quarterback it, and Florida's just clogging all these passing lanes, not giving that guy any room to breathe, really. And it's easier to shut down a player like that than it is a Nathan McKinnon, who's just a force from end to end. For my money, Nathan McKinnon, I had the hot take, and McJesus is just arguably one of the greatest skaters in the history of that sport.
Connor McDavid.
Yeah, Connor McDavid. He had five helpers in the first game.
Also, Roy, I know what the MVP in hockey is called, but for Juju, could you tell him what
Hart
the MVP
trophy
is?
The Hart trophy. Everybody knows.
Well, there's two trophies, though. There's one chosen by the writers and one chosen by the Players Association.
So there's the Hart trophies?
Yeah. No. There's no trophy.
No, there's the Hart trophy, the Biden Cup, but and then the Writers Award.
The Hart trophy is the most important of the two MVP trophies.
Yeah. For my money, I think it's McKinnon. Kucherov has a great stake in it because Kucherov against top 10 teams, 2 points a game. You look at that Tampa Bay team. There's not a lot of help there. Brayden Point's been active. Hagel's been active. The results haven't been there. Stamkos has been really good. And Stamkos is, again, they're finding themselves, these teams with longer runs, they have to make a decision on Stamkos, and it seems like he's definitely on his way out.
He could be here, yeah. I've heard rumblings.
Florida's not, after they pay Rhino, what they can pay Rhino, they're going to have to make moves and some tough decisions, and that's what champions potentially have to do. Mm-hmm. And you have to find a way to redevelop these guys, and they're going to have to try to do it without draft picks because that's what got them there. Now, Bob is up in 2 years?
Yeah, yes, yeah.
Bob is up at a $10 million number. And let's say, dream scenario, all the glory to Bob, wins a Conn Smythe. He looks at his where he's at in his career, knowing that he's made his money. By the way, Bob is about to pull off potentially his second sweep of the Tampa Bay Lightning. Mm. In Columbus, the Tampa Blue Bay, right? In the Tampa Bay Lightning golden era.
I'm getting one of them Bob shirts. Yeah. Salute to Bob.
The Bobbery?
Yes, sir.
Do you know that there's another MVP, the Conn Smythe? Do you know what that one is?
Me specifically?
Yes.
Absolutely, of course.
What is it?
Yeah.
Come on.
No, he's just here to take a quiz.
I'm trying to take up all the time.
Yeah, you're right.
It's the MVP of the playoffs, and it's the entire playoffs, not just the finals like the NBA does.
Early favorite, Chucky or Bob?
Bob right now. Dude's just locked in. I've really desperately tried to clear the puck. And
5 p.m. puck drop tomorrow, speaking of puck.
Have you seen the slate?
I love a 5 p.m.
Have you seen the slate?
Glorious.
Wow.
Incredible. Starting at 2, 2, 5, 8, 10, 30. What a day.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Are you doing a show just for the chat right now?
You can also, by the way, get in price tomorrow. $80.
Yeah, we bought our we locked in our tickets, we locked them in before game two.
A lot higher.
We paid face value, and if you looked at game time,
I was going to say there has to be a better way to get them than this.
Well, there has to be, but I need to alter the copy, so I'm going to save the game time read for the next segment because I need to talk about something exciting that we have going on.
We're not reading game time read; we're just talking game time.
Yeah. So naturally, a lot of Tampa Bay fans are selling their tickets, even though it's a premier hockey town. They ran into an original seven franchise, and they're trying to sell their tickets. So what we thought was a smart play in going through the Panthers, who went through the Tampa Bay Lightning, which meant we got access to an allotment that the away team got. We were going to save some money that way. And now your best bet is definitely going through Game Time, promo code Dan. If you've never used it before, create an account, DAN. That one's for free.
When I said $80, I was an idiot because I wasn't looking at Game Time. You can get in for $53.
Wow.
And that's not even with the promo code Dan.
Yeah. Again, more on Game Time later on in this show. Now I have 3 minutes to talk about the Heat, but you know what? I like the time limit on this because I've been hella annoying, and I want to have a really rational, good in tone conversation. And I don't think I can do that in 3 minutes. So let's talk Michael Penix. Okay. Just quick audible.
Let's go.
Kid needs to know what I'm doing a bit. I'm just saying that right now. He needs to know.
That was the most aggressive. You know what? Let's stop on the Penix talk because as those of you who don't know this, my partner is Jeremy's real estate agent. And so, you know, friendly, whatever. He happened to be listening yesterday. He got scared of how aggressive Jeremy was. He said he's never heard Jeremy speak like that ever.
We've broken Jeremy.
He asked the question, do they not like each other? And I said, I don't know.
Oh, I hate Jeremy Taché. I don't like him one bit. And I've had plenty of Heat fans disagree with what I've had to say. They're well within their right. But to a man so far, they've told me, I know you're wrong, but that kid's got to stop interrupting you. And I'm like, I keep trying to tell him.
I'm a butt ugly lunatic.
Yeah. Penix goes number 8 to the Atlanta Falcons, and it shocks everybody. Dookie, your coverage was locked in.
Yeah. Stugatz predicted that one somehow.
He had him top 10.
Before the pick, he was mentioning Penix. Like, Penix should go here, win a lot of money.
I think we have B-roll of what has been purported to be Arthur Blank getting it explained to him by his GM why they took Penix there, and I don't think that's right whatsoever. This is one of those things that the internet has run with. I saw some pretty steady reports just following that pick that Arthur Blank was really involved in this process. So I don't necessarily think they were talking about that. But when you don't have you know, the context of audio.
You see it without audio, and the hand gestures are just like, this is where we're at. And then he, like, moves his hand. It's like...
But that is just giving him directions to the podium for the post-draft press conference.
They could also be...
My bad. He like, look, we in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. You go out of here, take a left. The bathroom is down the hall, up the elevator.
Yeah. He also looks like Tony when he's explaining to us MMA moves.
Yeah. See, they tried to chip the puck in on the power play, but Stenlund's at the blue line, and he is a giant. He's the tallest player on the team, and you just can't get the puck over him. So what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to mix it up a little bit. I'm pretty sure that's what the conversation was.
Right.
The headliner from this pick, not just the shock of this pick, is the presumed value that everybody had attached to Michael Penix just by reading mock drafts. That's all we're doing. We've been reading mock drafts, and so we're experts. Again, especially at that position, if you have a belief in the guy, you have to trust your personnel people. I'm not as bothered by it as other people, but I do think there is something worthy of criticism in that. If this was your plan, why did you sign Kirk Cousins to a $100 million contract? Now, there were conflicting reports. I saw Russini report that just before the pick, they let Kirk Cousins know, which takes some of the shock out of it, but he's been pretty shocked. And this is a team that you have a quarterback that we all kind of know what Kirk Cousins is at this point, and he needs some talent around him to get the replacement to a dude that you just committed over $100 million to. Says you already don't trust him, or that the NFL salary cap is a total myth.
And I'm inclined to believe that hamstring is just lingering. Like, that thing is on the string at this point. Like, we done saw you. Without Justin Jefferson, who are you, brother? Let's get some fresh talent in here, man, and calm down.
Stu Gatz here for my friends over at Simply Safe. When you travel, do concerns back home nag you? Did you lock up? Did you leave a window open? That's why I recommend investing in Simply Safe Home Security today for award-winning security and peace of mind wherever your summer plans take you. I've had Simply Safe in my home for many years now. The peace of mind it gives me, especially during the summertime when I'm all over the place, is incredible. Because I know the things I care about, the things I value back home, I can always keep an eye on it using Simply Safe's indoor and outdoor cameras. So do me a favor. Before you head out on your next vacation, make sure to protect your whole home with Simply Safe's variety of indoor and outdoor cameras, plus add sensors to detect break-ins, fires, floods, and more. It's backed by 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day, no contracts to worry about, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Simply Safe has given me and many of my listeners real peace of mind. I want you to have it too. So right now, get 20% off any new Simply Safe system with Fast Protect monitoring at simplysafe.com/DLB. There's no safe like Simply Safe.